Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What up, X? Jason Deathy, Morning X. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Amazon Echo Dot could be yours in just a moment. Dennis De La Pena coming up this hour. We're going to be responsible with his time and save time to speak to Dennis.
Talking of Dennis De La Pena and the team over there at Fox 7 Austin, I don't know if you guys know, listeners, but my TV is down.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. There's a man down.
Tech support!
That is...
I'd just like to make sure that Dave Fralick from Fox 7 is fine, all right? I had to check on him once before because his shelves were crooked and made me worried. And then Tierra, if she's out there at the Capitol, there's a bunch of lunatics running around. And everyone in studio is fine, but it's those two I was worried about. So Dave got back to me. He says, checking in, all is well. I don't know if you noticed, but there's a Nick, great producer, put a picture of Dave on my TV for me.
Good producing.
That's great. Then Sierra says she's safe and sound. Sorry. Cool. Tierra says she's safe and sound. She's cooking all morning from home.
You tweeted all these people?
Yeah. And then Fox 7 said, don't worry, we're keeping an eye on them. So, I'm fine that they're fine. But this is bull.
I'm still getting tweets about how dare I bitch about Nick booking me on a Saturday when I already do no work and blah, 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 blah. But Deb, woe is me. I can't watch TV at work anymore.
It's not like fun watching TV.
Oh,
it's
really?
The goddamn news, all right?
Oh.
And weather and traffic.
I can't
so
watch
I can tell
Sierra
the people,
cook from her house today.
So I can tell the people listening to us what's happening in Austin on the roads and in the things, all right? Important. It's work. That's a work
here's,
TV.
Here's the real news.
Not
for
watching
you guys.
Walking Dead over there. That would be good.
What's becoming a recurring segment, topping all, oh, damn it, I lost hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin news. This is a man, if he's a Welsh man, that means he's from your neck of the woods, right, Deb?
He's from the country next to mine, Wales. Oh.
What is that? When I see a Welsh man, I just think of grape juice.
Welches?
Yeah, that's the one.
You know what? Stick with that. That's what Wales is. They just grow grapes and make juice.
James Howells had 7,500 bitcoins. By the way, Bitcoin price update.
Yeah.
You remember it spiked.
Up or down?
It spiked last week up over 40,000 per Bitcoin. I'm not a financial analyst, but it seemed that it was its ascension was timed pretty parallel with the attack on the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed as if insurrection might be good for the price of Bitcoin because people are like, holy F, the world's in it. Let me get all my money off the grid. And then a couple days later, dipped back down. It's back up today, 39,000 per Bitcoin. And the world still, there's no insurrection today. So.
Great.
If you're one of those.
Do you know what you just said? Because I don't.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of Bitcoin jerks out there. Not me. Not me, who are rooting for anarchy because it's good for the price of Bitcoin.
Jesus, don't say that. We've got the swearing in coming up Wednesday.
That's what I'm telling you. You don't need to do that, okay? Bitcoin will go through
the
roof
Bitcoin
on its own.
Is? Bitcoin is the parlor of currency.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Bitcoin is the parlor of
say.
Currency.
Man, did you see? Is it Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys broken up because one of the guys went parlor.
QAnon.
Yeah.
I told you, those people I see on my Facebook who are posting your parlor accounts... You're out of my life.
I saw on Twitter, Parler is back up. If your Parler's not working, you just have to delete the app and re-download it. Yeah. And then it works fine.
Oh,
you saw
great,
that
thanks.
On Twitter or on your Parler app?
Yeah.
James Howells had 7,500 bitcoins. He bought them in 2009 when they basically cost nothing. They were on his laptop, his hard drive laptop, spilled a drink on his laptop. And he just threw the, I guess it was sticky or whatever, I think still functional, but he just threw it in his office drawer as like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then in 2013, was clearing out his office, just threw it away. threw away his laptop that had 7,500 bitcoins.
I feel like this guy has too much money. Well, all right, if you spill something on your laptop and you're not immediately freaking out and going to see Mr. Repair Guy, and you just throw it in a drawer and then you throw it out 4 years later, you got too much money. I'm not worried about you losing your 7,500 bitcoins.
Just play through. All right, I spilled something on my I have a Bluetooth keyboard because I don't do a laptop. I have a desktop. That's right, kids.
I don't even know what
Aiden,
that is.
Aiden, come in here and show me how to work the desktop. My keys are all sticky. But no, I spilled something and I got, there's a couple of keys that are just crunchy now. Just like you got a real
like Nick's three.
Brute force.
Is it your three or your K? What is it on your keyboard that's sticky?
Oh, my three.
Your
my
three doesn't, yeah.
So yeah, the guy said he totally forgot that he had Bitcoin on there. In 2013, at the time that he just threw the laptop out, the 7,500 Bitcoins were worth $7.5 million.
Back then?
Yeah, in 2013. Because they were about $1,000 per coin.
Wow.
Today, 7,500 bitcoins, that's $290 million.
Oh,
and it's just sitting in a landfill somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
He has asked the city multiple times, can we excavate? Can we search the landfill? And they're like, no, man, you got to get a permit. You got to get a thing. You
would never be able to find that.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like this is but it's $300 million.
Also, rains a lot in the UK.
Would you give up on your $300 million landfill? I mean, would you go search the landfill if I told you there's $300 million in that trash heap over there? You'd go look around for a little bit,
Nick,
wouldn't you?
Google this. When I was a kid, there was this TV show that I freaking loved, and it was called Stig of the Dump. Stig.
Sounds like we can't talk about that anymore.
No. Stig of the Dump was amazing. It was really fun. It was just, I think he was a Neanderthal man that had lived all this time and never in civilization, but he was Stig. His name was Stig, and he lived in the dump. Stig would be able to find it for you.
Well, James.
All that's confirmed. Stig is a caveman.
Yeah, it's amazing. Stig of the Dump, and he makes friends with local kids or something, and I think adventures ensue.
James Barney. Now says if the city will help him find his $7,500 Bitcoin hard drive, he's going to donate 25% of the value to his home city of Newport, about 52 million lira, they say, is what they would get. he says he wants it to be for a COVID relief fund, no questions asked. Quote, imagine how great it would be to say, I've given everyone in the city a few hundred pounds, end quote. Look, man, 25%. Just 90%. Tell them you'll get, because right now you got zero.
Yeah.
All right. If you find this thing and you just get to keep 10%, that's 30 million. That's pretty good. This guy must already have a bunch of money.
I think he's doing all right. I think he's doing.
Why didn't I buy those goddamn bitcoins back?
You're gonna throw away a laptop? That's really dumb.
I wouldn't have to be here arguing about stuff and things.
Get in the bin.
Should have done that.
Get in the bin.
If there were the $300 million in that bin, I'd get in there immediately. All right, dig around in there until I find it.
I tried to tell you that one day. It was like a Saturday. Like go buy Bitcoin.
You were
like,
no,
you don't tell me what to do. I'm the boss of me.
You can win an Amazon Echo Dot right now. 512-835-1015. 835-1015 is the number. Nick, what are we gonna play, man?
Let's Google it.
The Google game?
Auto complete.
You didn't try very hard on that, did you?
Coming up next. Good luck.
He startled me.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
I just asked Nick where he put that video he took of me showing off my zombie fighting out. See those two holes in my bum? Wow.
That's how the zombies are going to get you.
So you can see that at Jason and Deb on Instagram. Check out my sweet boots, my zombie fighting boots. But you can also see a picture of Jason Dick. At JasonDick101X. First trapping it for you.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
How many times did you take that picture?
Once. And honestly, I didn't feel great posting it because, it is sort of a...
It's a thirst trap.
But look, Nick texted me yesterday, says, hey, can you send me a picture of you with your AirPods in? And I was like, all right, I'm already in nap mode, but let me stick one in here and take this picture. And I fired it off to Nick. He doesn't even use it. Didn't even post it. And I was looking at it. I was like, God damn, look at these. You look sexy. And I was like, the world needs to see this. I got to put this out there. So that's Nick. That's on Nick. All right.
That's on Nick because he didn't post it.
He ordered that photo.
You had to post it.
I created,
it was burning a hole in your phone.
I created this digital sexiness, and it was just supposed to die forever. The world needed it.
See, that was the problem. I saw that picture, and it was too sexy, and I couldn't handle it, so I had to use an old AirPod one.
You know, if we're having rants at Nick, you posted the picture of my Mandalore, my baby Yoda, my Grogu phone, and put a poll up, and then no one ever talked about it because it just disappeared. Yeah. You did it after the show. Like, no one cares about my green phone.
We gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
We don't have time for this. No follow-up says, Jason, get that stuff all up in you.
He just chugged it so hard, guys.
Thank you, sir. I did that. And Pete and Leander says, Deb, if you're really looking for a hoodie that they don't make anymore, take a look at the app Depop. It's all secondhand. Not sure if you're cool with that, though.
I would take a secondhand if there was one of the... I can wash it. I just don't like going to vintage shops. I don't like the smell. It reminds me of me being poor when I was young. Mm-hmm. The old clothes, hand-me-downs, jumble sales.
We have a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card for you to win later on in the show right now. An Amazon Echo Dot could be yours.
Google Game, you auto-complete me, yeah. Google Game, you auto-complete me, yeah.
Oh, please, Deb, show me your search results.
Google, when they're not stealing all your data, is making suggestions. You type something into Google, and it's like, I know about you. I know everything about you. This is what you're looking for over here. Sometimes incorrect, Google. Incorrect. And we play a game. Nick tells us something he's inputted into Google, and Deb and I will try to guess. What's the first prediction auto-completion that Google makes? You get a quarter point for any top five answer. We each play on behalf of a listener. Let's see here. Emily called first, chose Team Deb. Moses, you're stuck with me, buddy. So if I win, Moses, you're getting an Amazon Echo Dot. Deb, you're playing for Emily. You know, I'm sure Nick doesn't do it because his attention to detail is just falling off. It hasn't fallen off a cliff. It never made it up to the top of the cliff.
Negative.
But back in the day, Alex would clear his cookies before he prepared any sort of you autocomplete me Google game.
So does Nick. How he knows the rules.
Did you clear your cookies?
Not only do I have my cleared cookies, I have a separate browser that I use just for Google
this?
Games and porn that is set up to automatically clear everything when you close it out.
Sure it is.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I finally
clear
watched
your cash
that,
as well.
That Social Dilemma.
I don't need the receipts
movie.
For that. Okay.
I was thinking about when I was watching that Social Dilemma movie with Pete from Mad Men. I don't even know if clearing your cookies is doing good enough.
It's
like,
not.
All of
it's
these auto completions are based on you, okay? Based on Nick Hodges' searches. So we're playing this game. I got to try and put my Nick brain in.
Do you want him to do it from your computer one day after the show and then from my laptop one day after the show?
That's a fun idea.
I've wanted to do a Bing version of this. Just what are people binging?
Uh-huh.
Jason's in the Bing world. Yeah. Ask him.
All right. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Save time for Dennis.
Wait, what are we playing
we're
again?
We're going to do it.
Google.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, just checking. Doing it for the listeners.
See?
Doing what
for
the listeners?
Pay attention to that detail.
Checking.
What's the first one, Nick?
Michael.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
A-L?
Yes.
Michael.
Will it even let you do it the other way?
Michael.
Dude, but yeah, I don't think the cookies are doing anything because I will sit there sometimes and like I'll be typing something on my phone and then I go to Google my laptop and the first thing is what I just Googled on my phone.
Yeah.
It's like so they're talking or listening.
They're talking.
Yeah.
Michael.
There's an AI on a barge in the San Francisco harbor.
I don't like mine much, but
I got the hash browns coming over. Yeah. This Michael is better at basketball than anyone is at anything.
Oh, that
Michael
guy.
Jordan.
Never heard of him.
I wanna be like.
I couldn't think of any other Michael except Michael Moore was one in my brain. Documentarian.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about him right now.
Okay.
Then the other one. This is the only one I can think of. I don't know why, but I got Michael Strahan.
You know what, Michael Strahan.
He don't tell you a lot.
Yeah, he's got his finger in more pots than you might have.
Oh, yeah.
You put your finger in pots?
Pies, Jason.
Oh.
Pies.
Knuckle deep.
He's fingering more pies than you know
God's
about.
For God's sake.
What? You said he put... I don't know what the saying is. You told me that...
Jesus Christ.
Like, he's on several TV shows, the NFL. He's also, like, got a clothing line or something like that. It's, yeah.
Number one answer, according to Google, is Michael B. Jordan.
God, oh, I thought about
you know
that.
What? Because he just came out. He's dating Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah.
They just became official.
Really?
Yeah.
Instagram official, so you know it's
Yeah, it's real.
Great.
You could also go with Michael Kors.
Oh.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I've heard of him. Mm.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. God damn it.
Or Michael B. Jordan, age.
Oh.
36.
Oh.
All right. I have a quarter point. Deb with zero, but plenty of game left. Nick?
Hey, I was just thinking this as well. Why do you feel about changing the scoring system where it's just like 5-4-3-2-1 for like top five? Think about it. Number two.
Okay.
Lucy.
Lucy?
Lucy. L-U-C-Y, Lucy.
Obviously, the answer is 93.3. Austin, we play music. I don't know what their tagline is.
She'll play anything?
Music for you, and you, and you. You get a music. You get a music.
Pop hits and flashbacks.
I tune in for Amari.
Ooh.
Wow.
What?
They fired her.
That's why I don't tune in. All right? You lost me.
She's a bartender.
You lost one listener. Number one answer is Lucy in Disguise.
Oh, Lucy in Disguise is good. I forgot local. But recently, there has been a Twitter war between Hercules and Xena arguing about the state of the world.
Okay.
Hercules obviously being in the wrong. So I'm siding with Lucy Lawless.
A little bit.
Number one answer, according to Google, Lucy.
Test.
In disguise.
God damn you.
With diamonds.
Oh.
So,
aww.
Sorry, Jason.
Jason's face is so sad right now.
Lucy Hale.
If you did this on a real computer, it would be.
Lucy in the Sky, Lucy Liu, and Lucy Lawless.
Oh, I'll take a quarter for that.
So Google, they did like a software update or something, and now like if it's a business, they just do like the official title of it. So I think that the app, people were just searching Lucy in Disguise, but Google's like, hey, it's with diamonds, you jackass.
So the whole business name is Lucy in Disguise
yeah,
with diamonds?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that was the full name.
Really? But that's on Google. That's not on me, dude.
Jason, just try it for yourself and Google it later and see what happens.
I'll give you the point. I don't care. But, you know,
no.
That's the rules of the game. Say no.
Quarter point to quarter point. Going to the third one, Nick.
Diet.
No.
Diet.
Another good thing about this hoodie, guys, which is why I want its twin in my house, doesn't really attract the animal hair like almost everything else that I wear.
Oh, that's good.
I look like a goddamn trash person when I leave the house wearing black. It's a real problem. I think I'm going to shave Coco. Does that mean? I've seen other people do that with long-haired cats.
If you don't have an answer written down right now.
Oh.
Save time for Dennis!
Oh. Stop looking at my paper.
That's good. I already have an answer.
I'm ready. I'm so aggressive.
Am I reeling? No, I'm not reeling. I'm trying to execute a professional broadcast
so
here, okay?
Yeah, or are you upset that you're the a-hole?
And what am I the a-hole about?
About
everything?
A-hole from an hour ago.
See, give us your answer.
See, when this thing happens, I'm the one who gets yelled at. You guys play fun and games, and I'm the one who gets talking to later. I messed up on the list. See, usually less words is better. I was thinking Lucy in Disguise, Austin. Lucy, apparently I was supposed to put with diamonds. Now I'm I have messed up again because I'm gonna say Diet Coke, but is it Diet Coke
it's
calories? Diet Coke nutrition
Diet
info?
Coke?
Diet Coke brain cancer?
I was thinking about diet tips. You know, we're always given our tips on our diets, but I put diet pills. Don't go do that. That's terrible.
Number
pills,
one answer:
Jesse?
Diet Coke shortage.
Oh, my Lord. You are being robbed, Jason Dick.
Number two, Diet Coke.
Is Diet Coke in the news?
Diet Coke. I guess
there's
a shortage.
Thing?
I don't know. Diet pills is also there.
People who are hooked on Diet Coke, they just have to, at all times, they're worried about a shortage.
So they've always
just
got like a
whether pandemic times or not, they're just like constantly Googling, is there a shortage? Diet pills is in there as
Diet
well?
Diet pills is in there.
Okay.
Diet plans, diet doctor.
All right, half a point to half a point. Going to the fourth one. Exciting, tight game, Nick.
Tight.
Number four, Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch. I think the Diet Coke shortage might be because, like, in peak pandemic times, there was not enough cans or something because they couldn't make the factories.
Oh, because the factories weren't making
also,
stuff.
Since Jason's been on his odyssey, he's increased his Diet Coke consumption.
Yeah, that's
so
his treat.
Diet Coke is not allowed. Mm. Diet Coke is not on the
Diet
bootleg
Dr. Pepper?
Soda. No.
With
low-fat
nuts.
No sodas.
There's not one sitting in your friend Kenny's fridge right now waiting
for... You told us you were on the golf course once and you were like drinking a Diet Coke and it was like the highlight of your
yes.
week.
Yes.
It's the Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay, whatever. So there you go then.
Once I graduated, I was in maintenance, okay? Uh-huh. And yes, it is.
So it's on the maintenance plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, the maintenance plan is don't screw up. Like, you're allowed to, you can do whatever you want. But
don't eat 15 pieces of Popeye's chicken?
Yeah, correct. What are we doing again?
Nintendo Switch. If you don't have an answer written down,
he started it, okay?
What? James, time for dinner. I'm the one that gets in trouble.
Are you co-hosting with yourself again, Jason? This sounds identical.
Nick just said diet, and then you go, guys, let me tell you about this hoodie and cat hairs in black. I leave the house, I look like a trash person, all right? He started
on... Do you have an answer written down?
Nintendo Switch price.
Oh, I got Nintendo Switch for sale.
Number one answer, Nintendo Switch for Bumbleina.
Shut up.
Nintendo Switch games.
God, I wanted to put games, and I was like, why did they put it?
The Nintendo Switch Lite, controller, Black Friday, and console.
Oh, great. Now we're headed toward tiebreaker lands.
Should I get one of those for San Antonio guys? Birthday's coming up at
the
end of the month.
What's number five, Nick?
How to work out your... Mm. How to work out your... I say stick with his Xbox or PS5.
Do you have some tiebreakers, Nick? If not, get some ready.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have... All we've got is that Atari, Sega Genesis, or whatever it is, and my Xbox One.
I can't think of anything that's on Switch that he would enjoy that he can't get on an Xbox or PS5. I mean, does he seem like a Mario Kart guy?
No, he wants a PS5. I think he just likes to kill people. I don't know what he does. He says he doesn't play computer games anymore because he gets he knows he'll just sit there for like 9 hours straight, and he ain't got time for that.
God, why didn't I just say games? This could be over already.
All right.
Apologize to Dennis.
I've got a comedy answer so we can not go to tiebreakers.
You'll feel bad. it's either abs or calves.
Why abs or calves?
I'm a calves guy. How to work out your calves.
Just stand on your tiptoes. Walk around on your
toes.
That's
why I didn't say abs. I was like, just do some sit-ups, dummy. You have to really Google that? Get out of here.
How to work out your butt.
Oh, is that a comedy answer? That's a good one. I'm worried.
Number one answer, how to work out your forearms.
Forearms?
Oh, forearms.
Oh, you do that thing. No, you get a weight on the end of a string with a handle at the top and you do that.
You just rotate it?
Yeah, well, you roll it up and then roll it down.
Also back.
Okay.
Chest.
Yeah.
Jawline.
What?
And triceps.
Oh, for God's sake.
So good job.
All right. Tiebreaker, whoever has the highest ranking answer going forward will be the winner.
Let's do what kind of wine goes with blank.
I'm ready.
Steak.
I wanted to put steak.
Red wine, duh.
But I knew you would put steak, so I put what more people are eating. Pizza.
Oh, well played.
Number one answer, turkey.
For God's sake.
Number two, salmon.
Number three,
steak.
Well done, Dick Man.
Number four, ham. And number five, pizza.
Oh, okay. Pizza was on there.
All right.
One of my favorite. That was before I knew you didn't know how to speak when Nick said something about salmon. I was like, remember that? It was Christmas Eve. We eventually went to the strip club that night. How'd you say salmon?
Was
that
the first time you found out about salmon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to say it the other way? Salmon?
Salmon? Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
Something.
Doesn't feel right in my ears when you say salmon.
Down the street, my throat again.
Ugh. Our man Dennis De La Pena for an unfortunately brief sports update in just a moment.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Morning X Sports.
Another $50 Kalahari gift card could be yours 9:30 today. Hold on for that. Sports brought to you by Pants. And on Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, Dennis De La Pena. Sorry to keep you waiting, my guy. What's up, Dennis? How are you?
Hey, it's all right. The green room here is pretty nice, brother. Hey, and you know what? The love is real for Deb O'Keefe because I saw her tweet out that the TV's down, yet she still somehow watches Dave Fralick with the picture pinned up. I thought that was pretty cool.
Good producing from Nick. He printed it up and put it out there because I get nervous if I don't know if they're all okay, especially Dave, because I don't know, he's at home. He's got crooked shelves sometimes. His dog wandering around.
I'm just.
That's the kind of viewer loyalty that promos are made of. That's good stuff.
I would be happy to be in a promo. Put me in, coach.
I'm only upset that I didn't have time
to print up one of
to
everyone.
Print up everybody? Yeah, I just have Dave up there. If it's still down Monday, we'll have the whole gang.
Why is Dave working from home and why was Leslie working from home? Did they get.
There's a pandemic going on.
No,
Deb?
I know, but Amanda's been in studio the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for it. I know a lot of times, like, our PM anchors, they'll rotate, you know.
So there's not so many people in studio.
Right, exactly.
That makes sense.
We're doing our part, Deb.
Yeah, Dennis, glad you're safe.
Dennis, you're on the other side of the clock as them. Like, I remember, I wouldn't see Toby for years on end here. Now I'll never see him. But I'm in the morning, he's in the PMs. Do you ever see any of those morning people? Do you even know who Selena Kyle is or what?
Tierra Newbom. She's cooking this morning. I'm missing it all, Dennis.
Every once in a while, I become an early morning guy, whether it was, you know, maybe a national signing day situation. But the worst was when I came back from the World Series in Houston, and we got there at around 4:30. And so I'm actually seeing everybody, like, as they're prepping for the
game.
So, yeah. So sometimes our paths cross. But, not enough because it's a great group.
All right. Unfortunately, short on time, Dennis, so we're going to have to make this quick today. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Urban Meyer
to be their
new head coach. Now, never mind, is he going to be able to convert? Does his college schemes work in the NFL? I just want to know, does Jacksonville know that they are hiring a total liar person?
Oh.
I know it's hard to keep track. Because wasn't his health the problem of not coming here?
I'm trying
to remember how that was.
Never mind him lying about and continuing to employ a coach who he knew abused his wife. He told me. Urban Meyer told me I would love to coach the Longhorns, but I can't.
No, he didn't.
I got a thing on my brain, and I got a thing on my heart.
It's like the ultimate my grandmother's, excuse. It's like, you can't just keep saying the same thing if it's not true, and we're figuring that out. But anyway, and you're right. I'm not sold at all that works. I think Urban, I think Urban is a college great, one of the all-timers, but all the things that helped him be great at college, we'll see if it works in the pro. He's talking to professionals now, and he can't choose who he gets. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little different story.
83-9 in his last stop at Ohio State. He's going to lose 9 games next year. So get used to losing, Urban. I know that puts some stress on you. The two things not reported so far. Is he going to have personnel control? Is he the GM there? Because if that is the case, that's crazy to give a guy who's never worked on an NFL roster to give him that much power. But more notably, I know he wanted $12 million.
Wow.
Did Jacksonville give him $12 million? And, of course, more importantly, is he not the UT coach because we wouldn't give him $12 million?
Yes, no. So first of all, there haven't been a lot of details on the terms of his contract yet. I know he's speaking today. I think maybe those will trickle out. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's trying to pull the whole GM thing because, I mean, he's a control guy and he's used to picking who's playing for him. So, but it wouldn't shock me at all. However, if there's any kernel of the truth that his health is not great, you don't want to also be the GM too. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Right. And for the record, I'm very happy with the coach that we got. I didn't even want you, Urban. So
you're the man.
Stand down. Stand down. Dennis, we got to run. What's on Fox this weekend, my man?
College hoops Saturday at 11. That's Ohio State, Illinois, and then the NFL playoffs. We got some good ones. Rams, Packers. You know, I told you last week the Rams intrigued me with that defense, and it showed. So now we'll really see the test against the Packers. So that's a Saturday 3:30 kick, and then the fun one, the historical one, the Breeze Brady Bucks Saints.
85 years of quarterbacking, Dennis.
Right. A lot of age, a lot of wisdom. That's 5:30 Sunday.
Hey, Dennis, I don't think it's going to be an issue with this weekend, but if it happens to snow during an NFL game, just tell your weekend weather guy that we know. Okay? You don't need to come away from the game every 15 minutes.
Let's not put that on Fox. It was K-View, right?
K-View.
Cutting away from the Titans. It was the Titans-Ravens game, and we're in the middle of a drive. And they just cut to, I'm going to call it an overzealous weekend weather guy who's like, it is my responsibility to interrupt.
We knew. Look out the window.
Well, and they're showing tweets of people's lawns with snow on them.
It wasn't like, beware, batten down the hatches. It's like, this one's from Susie and Leander. She's got a full coat on her backyard. And I'm like, Lamar Jackson is driving the ball down the field. Stop it!
There's an app for that, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, good tip.
Thank you.
Dennis, thank you as always, man. We'll talk next week.
Be safe, buddy. Dennis. Love you.
Love you, too. Have a great weekend.
You, too.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.